Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Did you know what?
What?
It is the dawning of the age of...
Well, we're going to talk about that tonight.
I figured I better lead in with that, eh?
Yeah, lead in with it so that we can then crush it immediately.
All right, everybody, listen up. This is a talent show tonight.
Veronica's the only one that can sing. If I sang, you'd all hang up. Okay. All right. Tonight's show, Being Your Own Valentine, Opening Gateways to Self-Love. The team has a wonderful experience set up for us tonight. They're going to give us their Valentine, which I'm very excited about. And
do they have scissors over there?
I'm sorry?
Do they have scissors over there?
I don't think they need scissors, darling. I think this is...
I was thinking of paper hearts and little laces.
Yes, exactly. If somebody manifests one of those, please email me immediately.
It seems pretty magical. I don't know.
I know. Dedication tonight to the spreading of love over the planet. And I think especially tonight, as we love ourselves, allowing that love to spread over the planet, eradicating and ameliorating the fear. That is our job. That's our job, folks. So I have some really fascinating things. I have to talk fast so that because I know I'm going to get the cue from Veronica and for the team knocking at the door.
Just
so
doing
I'll talk
my duty
quick.
Here.
What?
Just doing my duty.
I know. I know. You're so good. these are some comments from the last workshop with Lazarus. It was the first workshop of 2009 about the economy, and I thought it was really important to share them. I thank Elizabeth for sending them out. So I'm just going to give you the little quotes. This is a pivotal, critical year in the unfolding of your future and the future of the world. Next one, what you do and who you become in this year will profoundly impact the world and the years to follow. The future will be positive and the world will be a better place. It is not going to happen where the dollar has no value. The stimulus package is not going to be perfect. Okay, I don't think that this is too shocking to anyone who's listening. What did we do wrong? Nothing. These are all little snippets. Part of what's occurring is to help unfold into the new world a new world. There is a future, and it will be positive. Resolutions will come. Long-lasting resolutions. These are all, to me, just little snippets of hope. The crisis of hope seems to be slipping into the background. You must keep both plates. Now, this is fascinating. Fear and hope spinning. I really had to think about that one. In other words, you can't ignore the fear. And I thought that was a real interesting statement. Hope is going to become even more important, play an even more important role. You need to feed hope and grow it. Much easier to envision the consequences of fear than of hope. Another very big piece. Fear. So that is what is occurring does not get discounted. So many do not understand the magnitude. The world needs your help, and it needs your magic. We're going to make it. Unfortunately, necessity is still the major catalyst to change, and fear comes first. Birth is painful, and we're in the birth process. And boy, are we ever. Boy, are we ever. We've said for years the world is counting on you and you're on course. Yes, it's messy and bloody and you're on course. Not all of it is up to you individually, but you have some part of it, something you bring, your presence and your magic. So I love these little snippets. When I do get them, I like to share them with you. Unfortunately, we couldn't hear the whole thing, but I thought it was important to get those. I have an incredibly wonderful piece written by Laura Lee. I have her permission to tell her name. Precious Laura Lee. This is very funny. Hopefully we won't be blipped off the air for this. To whom it may concern and those of you who are feeling tired and weary, I would like to remind you of the incredible feat you've accomplished coming here to this beautiful planet of the insane people. This is for those of you who are feeling down because they are or were tightly wired, that think they are moving too slow in the matter of healing or moving forward in opening. For those of you who are comparing themselves with the crystal and indigo children and young adults on this planet, for those of you who think that you have fallen behind or that you're not enough because you think that you are not as advanced as these new ones coming in, let me just remind you that it is because of you that they were able to come in at all, that there was an agreement there would be those that would come into the planet before the Earth went through her change in the heavy, dark, dark energies, knowing full well, in order for anyone to come in and be able to stay on the planet long enough to get the job done, they would have to lower their great and powerful light. They would have to squeeze down their frequency and channel of light to a bare minimum. They would have to go in with severe limitations, believing and experiencing being cut off from source, most having complete amnesia. Those who would come in not only had to hold and anchor the light, but transmute the pain and suffering they had endured living, not only in this lifetime, but all lifetimes. And then, as if that was not enough, you understood that while you were doing this, you would begin to shift and have to work to rewire yourselves back again. When it was time to decide who was going to clear the way, there were not a lot of takers for this position, so you, my friend, my sister and brother of the light, were the ones that said, okay, you pussies, move over, we're coming in. We still have work to do, but no, because of all of you, you've cleared the way. The backup troops are here, and more are on the way. Be kind to yourselves, my dear courageous comrades. We've done well, and now it is the time to complete what we came here to do. Let's finish the job with our heads held high. Much love and many blessings to all. Love, Laura Lee.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Isn't that fabulous?
It is fabulous. I like it a lot.
Sorry?
It gave us a very clear job description.
I thought it was absolutely delightful. Absolutely delightful.
Bless these new kids for picking up the baton.
Yes, absolutely. And now, I sent out a lot of things about the dawning of the age of Aquarius. And so I got a darling email from Ginger, who channels Galexis on BBS Radio. And Ginger's a great friend. And so she said, hi, Jackie. Personally, I think it's kind of hokey to give a pop song the power of setting the standard for the Aquarian age ingression. Now, bear in mind that Ginger wrote a book on astrology that's published. The mentioned astrological aspects themselves are not particularly rare and have happened many a time since the song was written. It's cute and clever that someone notices this on Valentine's Day and makes some kind of correlation, but it's not true that this February 14th begins the Aquarian age. That has already begun, and we are also past the transition period from the old Piscean age. There's simply no more Piscean age to let go of right now. It's history. It's done. We're now in a chaos, God, like we don't know this, that births new beginnings, new ways, with the opportunity to create a new paradigm in our lives and inspire others as we go about our global work. But there will be more times of chaos as various levels and dimensions of consciousness filter in during each one of them to be integrated and our lives upgraded, all part of the Aquarian age experience. Blessings, Ginger. So.
Well, that sort of set things straight. I didn't realize that this had happened. Of course, I don't know a lot about astrology at times, but I didn't realize that it happened a lot.
Well, there from the song, okay, The Dawning of the Age of Aquarius, when the moon is in the second house,
seventh house,
and Jupiter aligns with Mars. That's happened many times. Okay, and I'd read that somewhere else today. I don't know if I included it in the things that I sent out to everyone.
Yes, you did.
But I've been very busy, folks, so I've actually had to send that in two separate emails. So, now I do want to read this just real quick. Let's see. Presently and for a while longer, there are two separate realities at play here, one of hope and new beginnings, and one of disparity, lack, and fear. Because of this, there will be those who cling to the past in hopes of holding on to a failed system, and it will be for the lighted ones to show the way forward and to recreate anew. No longer will these failed systems hold true, for we are entering an entirely new timeline where any support for an outworn paradigm will rapidly wane. I thought that was a very important comment, and I'm certainly seeing it. I'm assuming you are as well, Veronica.
Yes. We keep talking. I'm just thinking about that.
Well, she goes on to talk about the sacred masculine and feminine that's coming in, and we've been talking about all these things for weeks and weeks, almost ad nauseum. But I do want to say to everyone out there who is feeling crappy on any level, please know that the energies have been unbelievably intense. And you can go from the highest high to the lowest low. You can have, and I've had people with this emailing me, calling me from actually all over the world saying, look, I've been to the doctor, oh, I've got this, and they can't find a damn thing. And of course they can't. You know, I'm seeing this everywhere. And so I don't want to discourage anyone from going to the doctor, but I do want you to know that in most cases, they're not going to find anything. Now, one of our dear friends had a very interesting experience that I talked with today, and she had an internal herpes breakout around her eye, internal.
Oh, no.
Internal.
Oh, my.
And this was an interesting, again, for so many of us, this is multiple lifetime stuff. This is not just this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, herpes, around, I very much saw it as, especially around the eye area and the third eye, these thousands of years, where the masculine, the male chauvinistic paradigm has been in control and women have been, you know, used and abused. And I don't mean to beat the female drum here, but I'm very clear, and I'm sure you are, Veronica, that the people we work with are very unique in that they've come in, as darling Laura, you know, said, we came in as the front line. And
we came to clear it all. So if that,
yeah,
that victim thing that you were saying, I don't want to beat the drum, but I'm going, we really need to remember that that needs to come out, and we need to respect that.
Absolutely, and to honor ourselves as it does, and not, the big thing, again, stay out of fear with it, because
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, what I'm seeing is these things are clearing very rapidly. In some cases, they may go on for a long period of time and be uncomfortable, but they're very unique things that are showing up in people right now, and they're moving so rapidly. You know, I have people who say, you know, yesterday my knees hurt, then my hips, and then this, and then that. And it seems to be moving around people's bodies. And, exhausted one day, full of energy the next. You know, we're all over the place with all of this.
Yeah, I've been feeling, you know, when I was last week or the week before helping where my friend passed and all that, but I was feeling this really odd combination of sort of positivity and happiness at the same time as the other parts of it were sort of deep and dour. And it was really interesting because I keep hearing that we need to be able to hold, for example, the fear and the hope. We have to hold the light and the dark in our vision at any given time. You know, see in each other, because the power of observation is so intense, to see in each other when we're struggling with fears and so on, that same person is representing the light. You know what I mean? To see it that way.
Absolutely. And these things coming up and out of the shadow, you know, we cannot stuff the fear. You know, bring it up, bring it out, look at it, deal with it. That's why I love what Lazara said about keeping both plates spinning, fear and hope.
Yeah, I like that.
Because I think that this is to ignore it and to not deal with the fear. It's going to pop up and come at you.
And we can't be afraid of the fear anymore.
No, we absolutely cannot, and we can't stay there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to deal with the fear, take 20 minutes and really go into it. Really go into it. What is the fear? Am I going to be obliterated off the planet? Will I lose everything? Will I be in a, you know, on the street? My old favorite many years ago used to be that I'd be a bag lady, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And because I had that fear, a person came at me with that visual who wanted to go into attack. This was many years ago. But they came at me with that attack without me ever saying to them this was a fear I held. They came at me with that. And I ended up a pile on the floor, literally, just lost in total fear. And I thought, wow, there is the shadow in action right there.
Mm.
So,
and the shadow is actually moving, isn't it? I mean, it's actually, the collective is lightening. A lot of this is releasing.
I think because people are waking up and having to deal with things more than they've ever had to deal with them before.
In fact,
no one is exempt right now from all that's happening. Where people used to be able to escape into their lives and into spending and into doing this, people are being impacted at some, everybody is at some level. And so the collective shadow, I agree with you, this stuff is coming up and out of the collective shadow. People are having to deal with it. So it's not having the kind of impact it used to have. You know, our options are fear or hope, and hoping that you keep the hope stronger than the fear. So, you know, I want to go back, however, to the physical symptoms, which can be really all over the map. And I mean, I've had people have ticks in the face, swelling of the face, and organs on either the feminine or masculine side, as we're struggling to deal with the rage and anger at some of these things that, again, you know, the whole history of the planet and prior to, this stuff is coming up and out, and we either, you know, deal with it to the best of our ability or we don't. Now, I want to also mention here that some people are having an experience where they're beginning to hear things. They're beginning to hear what they perceive almost to be voices, but not quite, but almost like a, if you were to put maybe a foreign language radio station on very, very low, so that you couldn't totally hear it, you knew it was another language, one that you didn't speak and couldn't identify. This is starting to happen for some people, and I did want to mention it tonight for any of you that are having these experiences, have had them, or are going to have them in the future. This is part of the opening.
I'm not saying... The universe is speaking in tongues?
Well, what we have are many different races speaking many different languages.
Mm-hmm.
I've encountered this with people for 4.5 years, periodically. Little Brittany, who opened when I did, my girlfriend's daughter, she dealt with this constant, exactly what I just described, at a constant level, and we literally had to ask them to kind of shut her down so that, because it was, she was not ready to deal with it, she was far too young. But it's very uncomfortable for some people. Somebody wrote me and said, what do I do with this? And I said, gee, good luck.
Keep it.
And they weren't very happy with me. I mean, it's somebody I love, and they knew I was being funny. But the... anyway, if you're having these experiences, just ask to please tone it down a bit so that you, I sleep with a fan so that I don't hear it. And I have a fan on the floor and a fan overhead so that I can Others may want to just put on ocean music or something, but for me, fan works. Have you ever had the experience, Veronica?
Not that way, but I do hear a lot of sounds in my head. But I haven't heard what I would call ET language. I'd like that. I'm just thinking
yeah.
I would really like
well,
that.
Well, you know, again, be careful what you ask for, okay, because you are hearing language that you don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago I had a client, and his girlfriend is clairaudient, and he received a visit, of course. What happened is they came in the morning of his session and filled up the house, and she refused to go into the house. When he drove up, she was outside. And she said there was a whole group of them, and she didn't understand a thing they were saying, but she knew they were the ETs, and she said, but it sounds like they're having a party. And I said, yep, those are mine.
Just checking it out, yeah.
So, sorry for laughing, but I really don't want anybody to suffer, but it was very cute. So anyway, I'll just kind of prepare you that you may start hearing things. So many people have wanted to be clairaudient, and I think it's lovely. I'm not always sure that it's something that everybody wants, so be careful what you ask for.
Probably you could ask, could you, if you heard that, my way of dealing with things that I can't understand is I just ask them to please clear it up or don't give me what I can't use. And it's always worked.
Well, and I think that's a very, I am like you. When all this started, you know, I had so much activity and so much going on. And it got to a point where I realized that it was really fun and lovely, but I was just getting fried all the time.
Mm.
And there was so much activity and so many different beings. And I was in overload, you know, even though at first it's very fun. But you can tend to overload yourself, so we had to tone everything down.
I had to learn to just shut off perception for at least long enough to get my wits collected.
Right, and I would say that we both verge on being witless anyway, Veronica.
I was hoping you were going to say that out loud.
That's what you get for being in my head again. Okay, so the energies. Okay, detoxifying. This is, I am presuming that everyone that's listening to the show is doing some form of detoxification. And if you're not, I would highly recommend that you do. Because right now, your bodies are needing it. I mean, I've been detoxifying everything I could possibly think to detoxify for months and months and months. And I know, Veronica, you're always detoxifying something.
Something, yeah.
And
I'm drinking garlic soup right now.
Yes, which, you know, God bless you.
Well, actually, I came back with a lot of emotional backlog, I think. And it came out in a cold, which is such a cliche. So I obviously needed more detox.
Again, for all of you listening, find ways, to, you know, colon cleanses, you know, whatever you're going to do, start with a colon cleanse and then do any other detoxification that you can. NAC, I know you're doing it, Veronica, and I'm doing it. That's a good one. It's N-A-C, just overall kind of cleaning stuff up. But this is really a time to be detoxifying. I have a lot of people that are losing appetite and not feeling like they need to eat much. How's your appetite been, Veronica?
I never lose my appetite.
God bless you, honey. That's because you live on everything green.
Yeah, I was just going to say, but I really eat a lot of vegetables, especially if I need detoxing. I eat a lot of vegetables and also remind everybody that drinking purified water is really important.
Usually important. Not distilled because it can create an acidic level in your body, so right now is not the time to be doing distilled.
No, but I think sometimes I forget to drink like 8 or 10 glasses of water in a day when you're detoxing, but it makes a difference.
Yeah, I can never get to that. It's really tough with doing sessions all day. So I think I should bring the team in. They really want to talk to us about their Valentine's for us. And I can feel them kind of giggling and laughing. And so I'm going to go into channel.
Wonderful.
All right. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Veronica.
Welcome to you, and how wonderful to hear from you.
Well, all right. Thank you. It's a joy for us to be with all of you. We enjoy being with all of you on these weekly shows. This is a joy for us to be able to reach out to each and every one of you. For those of you who are tuning in possibly for the first time, know that the healing energies are coming right through your computer. You may partake of them if you desire. If you choose not to, just mentally say no thank you, and they will recede. Do know that nothing will be done, nothing. Without permission from your higher self, there is no overriding here. Nobody gets abducted, you know, there's none of that hanky-panky going on. So know that this is really designed in the most loving of ways. We offer that to you because we love you. We love you. And you have a very exciting day coming, what you call your Valentine's Day. So we decided to create our Valentine for you. Mm-hmm. Our way of showing you how loved you are. How loved you are. You see, all of you have given of your love and your life experience freely, beautifully. Now, notice we didn't say without struggle, without pain, without heartache, without challenge. We know how much all of you and each one of you has taken on. We know who every one of you is. Each and every one that are tuned into the show tonight, and those that will listen in the future as well. We know who you are. You know, we have said this before, that you are considered heroes and courageous, and you are. Now there have been those that have said, wait a minute, what about these ETs? Now, first of all, we want to clarify for you something. Many of you already know this. Some of you do not. We are not just what you would call extraterrestrials. Nothing, absolutely nothing on this side of the veil is separate. Everything works together. Everything. Now, the channel many years ago was playing around with channeling and a board and a pendulum and so on and so forth, and different beings were coming through, finishing each other's sentences, and it was her first exposure to the fact that it could go from an archangel to a known, what you would call extraterrestrial. To this being, to that being, to this group consciousness, all speaking together. And that truly is the way that it is on this side of the veil. So if you want to think of it as one big party, that's a good way of looking at it. Think of going to a costume party where everyone has come with their most interesting outfit. We know that many of you struggle with what to call us. Are you ETs? Are you star beings? Are you? Well, we are your family, first of all. We are your family. The star brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers. and all the realms now are coming together to assist. Planetary, your Earth, and non-planetary. So you can think of us as one big happy family with very strange relatives. All right. Now, well, basically you would sit around and say, gee, I wonder who that one's mother and father is. We hope that you are working on getting over the concept of it being strange, of it being too weird. Because when you do that, it's difficult for you to allow in the love that we hold for you, the love that we send to you. Because it's very difficult to receive love from something you consider to be very strange. It's so much easier to receive love from something that you think is wonderful. That's why, you see, with angels, it's very easy to say, oh, my angels love me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're beautiful and they have, you know, these wings. All right, you can love me. You're pretty. Regardless of how we look or don't, there are many beings that don't even have physical bodies that can take on physical personas to make it easier for you to be able to identify who you're communicating with. But this isn't about us today. This is about all of you. This is our Valentine to you. As many, 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 far beyond what you can count, are gathered together to love you tonight. Now, is it just us? Well, of course not. It's your guides, your unseen friends, your higher selves, your souls, your spirits. Many, for many, you have relatives and friends that have crossed over, as you call it, made that transition from the physical to non-physical. There are many of them here as well, participating in this love fest. Our Valentine to you. And you have all been in such great service to the earth and to so many. And Veronica, we want to point out the wonderful service that you gave to your dear friend.
Thank you. And you helped. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. But you see, you're all in service, everyone. You're all in service. Your love, the love that you bring every moment of every day and night, is helping to shift the planet. Your great service, your commitment to clear and heal all lifetimes, everywhere. A huge commitment. As dear Laurel wrote, the difficult childhoods that you've had, difficult relationships that you've had, difficult circumstances that you've had, taking them on for your reasons, the reasons that you knew would have the greatest benefit for the all, as well as your own soul growth, your own soul growth. We gather tonight to honor each and every one of you. We ask you, all of you that are listening, to close your eyes and to open your hearts. And allow the love to flow in. If you give permission to allow your room wherever you sit, to fill with your star families, your unseen friends, your guides, your departed friends and families, those that wanted to join in tonight. Even your departed animals, all gathering to love you, to honor you. To thank you for what you have done and continue to do, for your willingness to step beyond the fear, to step beyond the limitations, to step beyond what people believe to be acceptable, and to follow your hearts, to follow your knowing. For those of you who have committed yourself to growth, some of you committing funds that you could have spent to have this material thing or that, but your growth was more important. You knew it. Your spiritual path more important, and you knew it. You didn't make a mistake. You did it out of love. Love for humanity. Love for the earth. And love for your family on this side of the veil. Because you see, we celebrate through you. We grow through you. We learn through you. You have taken on and are doing something that's never been done before. We've said this before to you in this way. Open yourselves now and allow the room in which you sit to fill with this love. Allow yourself to absorb it into every cell and atom of your body. And open your heart to receive as much unconditional love as you're willing to receive. In this moment, if you choose, your life can be transformed. Your life can be transformed through love. And if you will receive the love, think of how much love, how much more love you'll be able to send out over the planet, to anchor into Mother Earth. How much brighter your light will be. How much more beautiful your lives can become. Just by allowing yourselves to be loved. Let go of your concepts of being flawed and not enough. Those times have passed now. As Laura so beautifully wrote, you're the heroes. You're not flawed. You didn't make any mistakes. You didn't know how to be a human. Many of you did not know. You did the best you could. You set your lives up with tremendous obstacles. Loaded up your plate. I'll take on this and this and this and this. There was a purpose and a reason to it. Many of you paid great prices, losses of loved ones. Some of you so sensitive that you were unable to leave your homes some of you so devastated that you lost your trust. And yet, you're all here. You made it. And each and every one of you are important. You are making a contribution, whether you're out there doing seminars or writing books or painting art. Sending out emails. Being a source of information. Or if you're going to work every day, shining your light. Some of you in places that hold a lot of dark, wondering why it's such a struggle to go to work every day, forgetting how much you're doing. As you walk in the doors of that building, bringing this light every day, spreading this light, oh, not by running up and down the halls, by being who you are. Now allow, if you will, your guides, your angels, your star family, even the orbs that are in your room right now, to touch you, to love you, perhaps to stroke your hand or your arm, perhaps to touch your heart or your throat. Maybe even your third eye. Open yourselves. Give permission, if you will. Let go of the regrets now. Remember, this is a Valentine present. And sometimes, for some of you, more difficult to receive. Because you've all been so used to giving. You deserve every bit of it. And your lives can be transformed through love. And think of how much more you can do, how much more you can be, how much more brightly you can shine by experiencing the love, allowing it in. Now, everyone that's with you tonight has been waiting for this opportunity, wanting to love you, hoping that you would allow them in, waiting patiently, some of them waiting all your lives. Some of you may say, well, I can't hear them, or I can't see them. How do I know they're there? Feel it in your heart, people. Feel it in your mind. You may hear words, a sentence, perhaps a name, maybe a strange name. If you can imagine them stroking you, loving you, gently, not invasively, gathering around you. Oh, don't worry about where the sofa or the couch or the desk is. Those things aren't real to them. They stand right there. Imagine yourself just sitting in a chair or lying on your bed, wherever you may be, in the center of all of this love, all of this honoring for what you have given and done. Drink it in, people, you deserve it. You deserve this love. Drink it in, opening now each of your chakras, opening first. The root chakra. Safety and security. Passion. And allow it to be touched right now. Safety and security is such a big issue for all of you. Feel the energy flooding in. Feel the love flooding in at the base of spine. Moving up now to the second chakra, located around the reproductive system. Creativity, sensuality, sexuality. Allow everyone to touch that. Allow us to touch it, to fill it with light. You may have a sensation now of spinning, of warmth. Moving up now to the third chakra, the solar plexus. Your magic. Your manifestation, your ability to manifest, to bring into the physical your dreams. Your power and your emotions. Allow them to infuse this with more magic, greater manifestation. Transmuting negative emotions and amplifying power. Moving up now to the heart chakra, located between the breath and the high heart, mid-chest, and feel this beautiful opening. The high heart, the thymus, Christ consciousness, cosmic consciousness, and your heart. Feel the warmth as it's filled with the love of your friends and family. Give permission to become a beacon of love and of light. To allow that love and light to shine, to radiate from your heart out into the world. Moving up now to the throat. You may feel a strange sensation in the throat as we touch the throat. Opening you up to bring forward truth, to allow your words to carry encouragement, truth, love, strength. To allow those words to come through, to know what to say, where and how. For each person in your experience to bring through the greatest amount of encouragement and trust and opening without compromising who you are and without pontificating. Bringing forth the love through your words. And visualizing that every word that emanates from you being carried with the energy of love wrapped around it. And now moving to the third eye. As we touch your third eye. the opening, the one that you've all of you wanted to open greater and greater, except for maybe you, Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are so open.
There's always more, isn't there?
Sorry?
There's always more.
Yes, there is always more.
Yes.
And finally, the crown. Your connection to the universe. As we flood light through your crown into your entire being, into your auric field, flooding you with light, flooding you with love. You are loved. This is our Valentine to you. Because we love you. Because we love you. Now, as you go to sleep tonight, ask everyone to remain with you that can. Ask to experience more in the dream state with them. Perhaps to sit with them. To be able to exchange love. Thank you for being here. I so enjoy this. I love this. I have so much to say, so much to tell me what it's like, what's going on. Am I on track? Am I planning right? This is a night where you can have some real fun. They're all with you. For some of you, maybe wanting just to sit together. For others, old chat. For others, to laugh and giggle together. To celebrate. Because you see, it's working, people. It's working. You're doing it. You've come so far. We love each and every one of you.
Can we send you Valentine's as well?
Thank you, Veronica. And they are received. Now, are we out of time? It looks like we...
Yes, we have about 1 minute.
All right. We love you all. And Veronica, do you want to talk about your show?
I will be doing a talk with Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday. Is with a group, a channeled group called Theo. And apparently they've been doing that for many years and inspired Esther Hicks, actually. So it should be very exciting.
Wonderful. All right. The channel will not be coming back in tonight. We want to finish this up and hold the energies strong right through the end of the show. So that those of you who wish to go right into the dream state may. No one's going to leave. They're all going to remain there with you. Enjoy, everyone. Enjoy your Valentine. Veronica, we love you.
Love you.
We thank you all for being with us this evening and for all of you who will listen to this recorded message. We offer exactly the same experience to you. You may listen to this as often as you like. We love you, everyone. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much.